And he says, Chacham Echad, a certain man, told him, pointed him to a Targumopolis, which the Targumopolis says, on the Pasuk, that Zvulun should be happy in his going out, and Yisachar in his tents. The Targum Onkelos translates, very strange translation, not Kipshuto at all. And the Targum Onkelos says, Smach Zvulun B'tseisecha means that Zvulun should be happy in his going out to battle against his enemies. And Zvulun, Yisachar, rejoices in his Mo'adim, in his festivals. So that gave Rav Hutna some comfort, I guess, that the Targum Onkelos says that the implication, as Rav Hutna understood it, is that even if things are happening, people are, each one is doing their job, there are some who are fighting. I can't say they're happy about it. My son was called up last week, and I don't think he was delighted. But nevertheless, he feels he's doing the right thing, and I'm sure all the soldiers feel the same. And on the one hand, and we, he says, do our job, which is the what we're doing here, study of Torah. I don't know, maybe that was comforting to Rav Hutna. But to me, I think it's very hard to carry on as normal when you have our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael in danger of their lives. People have been killed, people have been injured, people living under the threat of Soina Yisrael and the missiles, etc. So I feel it's only appropriate that we should, A, the schus of our learning should be dedicated towards Acheinu B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, to the civilians and, of course, to the soldiers. And second of all, that I felt that I should talk about something that I think is relevant to this idea. There's an interesting medrash, which it's unclear where it is. They quote it as a medrash chazis in Shir HaShirim. And the Chasan Sofer cites it a couple of times, which says, Hadudaim nasnu reyach, zeruvein shehitzel Yosef. The dudaim, the plants, the mandrakes, whatever that is, they gave forth a pleasant smell, and that refers to Reuven, who saved Yosef. Next week's parasha. And upon our entrances, all manner of good things. Elu Neiros Chanukah. This refers to Neiros Chanukah. So Chasan Sofer discusses this at length in his drush on Chanukah. One of his drushim on Chanukah. So Reuven is referred to as the person who brought the Dudayim, as we know. But not only do the Dudayim appear in this week's parasha, but the Medrash is relating the pleasant smell of the Dudaim of Reuven to the idea that he saved Yosef. And this is explained further. Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis says, Vayoshev Reuven el Abor, Reuven returned to the pit. And it says there that he came with his sakko v'tarnisoi, his sackcloth and his fasting. He was full of regret. He tried to save Yosef. He was unsuccessful in saving Yosef. He thought, who knows what happened to him. And he comes to the pit and he's full of repentance, of tshuva. And so the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Reuven, Ata patachta b'tshuva tchila, you began, opened up with tshuva, so chayecha, by your life, ben bincha, your descendant, oimed u'poseach b'tshuva, will open the gates of tshuva for the Jewish people later on. And who is that? This is referring to Hosea. Hosea, who famously says, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta b'avonecha. But how is Hosea different from all the other Nevi'im? All the other Nevi'im, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, kol ha-Nevi'im kulam, nisnavu ala tshuva. Every single one of the Nevi'im prophesied, called, and exhorted us to do tshuva. So what was special about Hosea? So there, the Psikta, Rabasi, says the following. It says, Hosea was different from all the other Nevi'im. All the other Nevi'im called us to do tshuva. So the Loshon, the Psikta, it says, Kol ha-Nevi'im koren li'Yisrael l'tshuva, avoloka Hosea. Every one of the Nevi'im calls us to do tshuva, but not like Hosea. He says, all the other Nevi'im tell us to do tshuva, but only Hosea tells us what to say. And he says, Khu imachem dvarim, v'shuvu el Hashem, v'imru elav, and this is what you should say. So out of all the Nevi'im, only Hosea is singled out as somehow telling us what to say. And this, by the way, is connected to Reuven somehow, saving Yosef, the Dudayim, etc. So it says the following. Hosea says, Kol tisa avon, v'kach tov. When the Shalom parents are saying, Kol tisa avon, all the bearing of Averis. What is meant by this? What does Kol tisa avon mean? So Rav Shlomo Fischer, based on the Shev Shmeitzer in his Adoma, Shev Shmeitzer quotes Rabbi Yudah Muscato, who quotes an interesting Gemara in Tvachim. The Gemara says that Pigul Noisar and Tameh Shabolon Zebazer V'ochlan Potter. If you took Pigul Noisar and Tameh, it's like some type of bizarre, I don't know, some amazing apikoros who's like, he wants Pigul Noisar and Tameh all together. And he mixes them together and he eats them. And he's Potter. Why is he Potter? Hooray, he ate Pigul, he ate Noisar, he ate Tameh. So the Gemara says, Shema Minah, Isurim Mevatlim Zer Zer. We see from here that each one of the Isurim actually annuls the other one. So though he is not really eating Tameh because it's annulled in the Roiv of Pigul and Noisar. He's not really eating Noisar because that's annulled in the Roiv of Tameh and Pigul. And he's not really eating Pigul because that's annulled in the Roiv of Noisar and Tameh. So you're asking yourself, what is Rabbi Yudah Muscato citing here? So Shev Shmeitzer quotes it in the following way. He says, the same is true of Klal Yisrael. He says, we have people amongst us who do Averis. And he says, however, he says, even if there are people who do some serious Averis, the Roiv don't do those Averis. Most people don't. And he says, every one of the Averis that every member of Klal Yisrael has, not Chas V'Shalom every member, but every one of the Averis that, well, I guess, everyone has Averis, but all the Averis basically are annulled amongst the good, or annulled even by the other Averis. So the Shev Shmeitzer says that is the segula of being part of the club. The segula, the nature, or the magical property, so to speak, not really magical, but the property of being part of Klal Yisrael, of really, really entering into the Jewish people and becoming part of the Jew and thinking that I'm part of this whole, he says, then the person's Averis become batal beroiv, so to speak. That's what the Zohar says regarding the answer of the Shunamis. When Elisha said to her, Yeshlach, he came to her and says, Hayom, and he says, Hayeshlach l'daber el hamelech, can I speak to the king for you? You did all this, you know, great stuff. She set up a room for him and a little Shabbos lamp and whatever, right? You did all this great stuff for me. And can I speak to the king for you? And she says, her response is really strange. Her response is, B'soichami anochi yoshabes, I'm sitting amongst my people. I'm dwelling amongst my people. He asks her, can I speak to the king? She says, I'm dwelling amongst my people. They seem not to be communicating. So the Zohar explains it. Hayom refers to Rosh. It was Rosh Hashanah. Hamelech refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says to her, can I speak to Hashem for you? I'm a Navi. I'm a prophet. I have a special line. I can speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll daven for you. Give him a kvittel. He'll daven specifically for you. This is what the Elisha offers her. And her response is, B'soich ami anochi yoshaves, I am dwelling amongst my people. I don't want to be davened for separately. I do not want to be listed separately. I don't want to be mentioned separately. I want to be amongst my people. Because she knew that when she is amongst her people, that is the source. That's the source of Tahara. The Meshech Chochma actually says, that he says on the Rambam, when the Rambam says, during the Aseres Tamei Tshuva, it's the minag of Klal Yisrael to be laharbois b'tzdoka v'chesed, to do acts of charity and kindness. And the simple explanation that most people give is you want to increase your merit during that time. So therefore, we do acts of tzedakah and chesed. But by the same token, you could increase your merit with other things. You could increase your merit by doing other mitzvahs. Why tzedakah and chesed? Why Tzedakah and Chesed specifically singled out? The Meshech Chochmah's explanation is fantastic. He says, not that he needs my, but anyway, it's good. Right, he says the following. He says, Yalda Shesav Nistavcha B'Zekena, a branch of Orla, a branch of a tree that was a Yalda, meaning under 3 years old. And it gets grafted onto a tree which is an older tree. It's over 3 years old. And you have no idea. You only the gardener only tells you about this about 6 months later. Very proudly tells you, I grafted some tree. And you say, which branch was it? He says, oh, it's so successful, I have no idea which branch it was. So now you've got fruit in your tree, which is apparently Orla. And you've got the rest of the tree, which is not Orla. What's the halacha? The halacha is that once the yalda, this tabcha b'zekena, once the young branch becomes grafted on and grows into the older tree, it becomes purified by the tree. So to speak, the tree which is not Orla purifies the branch which is strictly speaking Orla. So the Meshech Chochmah says the same happens with Klal Yisrael. Why Tzedakah v'Chesed? Why specifically Mitzvah ben Odom l'Chaveiro? Why? Because that grafts me onto Klal Yisrael. That attaches me to the trunk, to the tree, which is Klal Yisrael. And hence he says, I'm connected to the Shoresh of Tahara, I'm connected to the source of purity. I'm connected to Klal Yisrael. So it's not just a random mitzvah. Yes, I could be machmir in tefillin, that's a wonderful thing. And I could be machmir in kashrus, also fantastic. And I could be stringent about a whole bunch of different mitzvahs. But at a time that we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look at us favorably, at a time that we want to be judged favorably, the Meshech Chochmah says, Klal Yisrael, Imeina Nevi'im Heim B'nei Nevi'im, the Jewish people understand that the way to achieve purity is by attaching ourselves to the source of purity, which is Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. That is the meaning of Hosea, Kol Tisa Avon. When you're part of the Kol Tisa Avon, that will bear the Aveira. You may have Averis, but when you become Kol Tisa Avon, you attach yourself to that trunk of Klal Yisrael, it is very much like Hashoka and a Mikveh. You attach yourself to that which is Tahor, you too become Tahor. The Drosh Saran, in the very first Drush, very famously, talks about this. He says, Kibbutz the Tzadikim, Toivlehem the Toivle Olam. He says, why? He says, because each person has advantages and disadvantages. But he says, when everyone wants to be part of one group and devotes themselves to that group, he says then the chesroinus of one person are covered by the milus of the other. The advantages, the disadvantages of one person are covered, are fulfilled by the advantages of the other. Each person contributes to that klal. And he very famously compares it to the ketores, the chelbana. Chelbana, galbanum, which apparently smells terrible, but yet when it's mixed in with the ketores, it enhances the other ingredients. Not only does it not smell bad itself, but it actually brings out the better smell of all the other ingredients. And he says that is exactly what happens when we attach ourselves to Klal Yisrael. That's really the Gemara. Yerushalmi in the Medrash talks about this. It says in the days of Yerovam, not the Yerovam ben Nevat, but Yerovam, his descendant, says in Malachim Beis, says Yerovam ben Yoash was the king of Israel. And it says, Vayas hara b'enei Hashem. He did that which is evil in the eyes of Hashem. Loisar mikolchatas Yerovam ben Nevat. He did not deviate from any of the Averis of Yerovam ben Nevat who caused the Jews to sin. In other words, he continued in the tradition of Yerovam ben Nevat and he did Averis. And it's interesting, it says, Hu heishiv es gvul Yisrael milavoy chamas ad yam ha'arava. He returned the security, the borders of Israel from Levoy Hamas, the north, the Golan Heights, all the way to Yam Arava, and Kidvar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Asher Dibber B'Yad Avdol, like Hashem spoke to his servant, Yonah ben Amittai Hanavi. So it says there, the Medrash says, Medrash Rabbah says the following. It says that why did he enjoy such success? He enjoyed such success because in his time there was unity amongst Klal Yisrael. And the Medrash says it Later on, it says regarding other kings as well. In the Dorashel Achav, the generation of Achav, it says they went to war without casualties. They succeeded. Because Lahaya Bohem Dil Turim, they had no one who was disloyal. They had no informers. They had no one who was disloyal. Everyone was loyal to each other. There was tremendous unity. And it says, but in times of Shaul, there was a lack of unity. There were Dil Turim, there were informers. There was a lack of that unity. And hence, they fell in war. So what are we being told here very clearly? That the Schus and the merit of Klal Yisrael, success of Klal Yisrael, and here specifically it talks about success in times of war, as we are in now, that success is due to the unity of Klal Yisrael, and only due to that unity of Klal Yisrael. The Zohar says a shocking thing, beginning of Shmois, it accuses, says, everyone comes to Hashem and davens for Bnei Chaye, Mezoine, and Tshuva. We daven for our children, we daven for life, for health, we daven for an income, and we daven for tshuva. And the Zohar says, like kalbin, like dogs barking. And it's a very, very rough thing to say. I mean, people are davening for things you're supposed to daven for. How can the Zohar accuse us of being like barking dogs? Terrible things. So the Gros says that what it means is, if the person only davens for their own bnei, their own children, their own chaya, their own life, their own mezoine, their own income, their own tshuva, that is like the dog barking. But when the person davens for Klal Yisrael, davening for Klal Yisrael is a different story. If a person only davens for the Reb Yudah Halevi, says, you know, there's different shittas, the Rambam says, the mitzvah asay lispalo b'chol yom, mitzvah of the Torah to daven every day. The Ramban disagrees, says, mitzvah d'rabbonon, midraisa, there's no mitzvah to daven, except maybe be'ez tzorah. Which means right now, even according to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah to daven d'oraisa. But he basically understands tefillah as a chesed of Hashem. There's an intermediate view, Reb Yudah Halevi. Reb Yudah Halevi is understood by some of the Mefarshim as saying that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa only to daven b'tzibur. When you're davening b'tzibur, that's when it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. The ideal tefillah, the ideal prayer, is with the community. And Reb Yudah Halevi explains in the Kuzari why that is so. He says, because when you're by yourself, who do you think about? We tend to think about ourselves. When I'm with a group, it's impossible only to think about yourself. I guess it's possible. I'm sure there are people who can. But you have to think about the group. That's the basic idea. The Gemara says in Brochus, in Schav Zayin, says, La'olam yispal adam b'bayish sheyesh bo chaloinus. You should always daven in a house that has windows. And the Rashash asks, he says in the Beis Medrash in Vilna, he mentions two shuls in Vilna at the time of the Rashash. He says one of them doesn't have any windows at all. And the other one has windows so hard you can't see out of them anyway. So he says, what's going on? So we don't fulfill a Gemara. Vilna, right? No windows. So what are they doing? So the Rashash answers, and the Prima Gadim actually paskens like this. The Rashash answers, he says, it says, bayis sheyesh bo chaloinus. If you're davening in a shul, it doesn't need windows. But if you're davening in a private house, there it needs windows. And actually, that sounds like what it, because the posik is from Daniel. Daniel was davening in a house. I don't know if he had shuls at the time of Daniel, but he was davening in a private house. So that's how Prima Gadim paskens. It's a strange halacha. So Rav Kook explains in the Hadome in Oilus Ria, his parish on the Siddur, Rav Kook explains beautifully, he says. He says, why do you need windows? So you don't forget the others, the world around you when you're davening. Davening is not meant to be an isolation from those around you. It's meant to be a connection to those around you. So according to Rav Kook's Svara, it makes sense. If you're in the shul, anyway, you're part of the klal. You're davening with the tzibur, with the community. You're davening with the people around you. You're not going to forget them. You don't need the windows. If you're in your home, if you're davening in your private home and you're davening without windows, then that person is isolating himself and his tefillah is not the ideal tefillah. And that isolation is something which is very, very dangerous. And that isolation is something where each person's averus and the klal is not going to be successful. So that's basically the lesson that we have to learn, I would say, that Reuven was the one who battled for the unity of the brothers. He tried to save Yosef. His Dudaim, Nasnu Reach, he tried to save Yosef. He was successful partially. Yosef survived. He was not killed. He survived. Vayishma Ruven v'yatzleu miyadam. By the way, the Rashba in Tshuva says that's where we learn the law of Pirsumei Nisaf from, which is another Chanukah writer. But basically, Reuven had that capacity. And therefore, it's Reuven's descendant, Hoshea, who teaches us kol tisa avon, how to bear sin, how to have kapara from sin, is to embed yourself within Klal Yisrael. Rav Shlomo ibn Gvirol, in Kesem Malchus, in his beautiful poem, he says, Evrach mimcha eilecha, esater mechamatcha betzilcha. I will run away from you towards you. I will hide from your anger in your shade. I will run away from you towards you. I will hide from your anger in your shade. So how do we run away from the Yoim Af Hashem, from the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shlomo ibn Gvirol says, run towards him. Like Miyamoto Musashi says regarding a sword fight, but that's irrelevant. But he says to run towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Esateh mechamatcha, how do I hide myself from your wrath, from your anger? I hide myself from your anger in your shade. Where is it? How do you run towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where is the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is in Klal Yisrael. It is by embedding ourselves in Klal Yisrael, by thinking of Klal Yisrael in our davening, by davening not only for myself, and it's a challenge. It's not so easy. I had to think to myself, you know, when I found out last Thursday, my son's called up, you know, the truth is it should not ideally have made a difference in my davening. Should have been davening for other people's sons who were called up just as much as for my son. But human nature is human nature. And that's how we are. But the fact of the matter is, for us at this particular time, to only focus on the self, im ani, as Rav Shimon Shkop says, Nagdama Tashare Yoshar, when he explains that mission in Pirkei Avos, where it says, im ani la'atzmi ma'ani. He explains it in the following way, if I am for myself, who am I? He explains it, im ani, if my I is only limited to myself, ma'ani, what am I? He says, the person's I, my enochius, my ani, he says, the trick is to expand that. He says, a person on the lowest, basis level, when they say, I want, I need, what they mean generally is their nerve endings. I want a burger, I want pizza, I want a beer, etc. That's what they meant, that's I. And there are people whose entire I is actually, is in that burger, beer, etc. That's it. That's the essence of who they are. A little more sophisticated, a person says I, they mean also is the intellect. I mean. I means also the intellect. A little more sophisticated, a little more developed, when they say I need, they mean also the neshama. However, a person gets married, when they say I need, they mean, by I, they mean my spouse, my wife and I. As Aristotle puts it, one soul, two bodies. It's I. So that's who the person is. You have children, I means also the children. I go to the Carly's place in Monsey, I say I need an 8-seater minivan. He looks me up and down, he says, Rabbi, you could lose some weight, but I think you could fit in a regular car. So I say, listen, idiot, I don't mean that my huge bulk can only fit in an 8-seater van. When I say I need an 8-seater van, I mean for my family. I means the family. So I didn't actually say idiot, I said fool. But I said, it's my family, right? So it's my I. The I is expanded. Ideally, on a higher level, when I say I, who do I mean? I mean all of Klal Yisrael. Rav Shkop says, on the highest possible level, when I say ani, I mean all of creation. All of creation. As im ani kan, hakol kan. I am here, everyone is here. That is to say, because the ani, the I, has come to incorporate all of creation. And that is really the key to Yeshua. That's the key to tshuva. It's to graft ourselves onto the trunk of Klal Yisrael, that to be mizbatel in Klal Yisrael, b'soich ami anochi yoshaves, in our tefillos, in our learning, in everything we do, to have an idea that I'm not alone. Always be in a house with windows, so to speak. Always be in a house with daven in the house with windows, so to speak, as Rav Kook puts it, that when I daven, I'm not focused on the self, I'm not isolating the self. We say in davening always, it's in plural. The ideal davening tefillah is anachnu. It's plural. Rav Yudah Levi says that is the ideal tefillah. And when we talk about tefillah, but tzibur, as all the Hasidim point out, I think maybe it's the shlo initially, tzibur stands for tzadikim, beinanim, urashoyim. That the tzibur of Klal Yisrael has all types in it. We have to identify with every single member of Klal Yisrael. We have to embed ourselves in Klal Yisrael. We have to understand that that is how we will be saved. And just to end, a friend of mine during 1967 war went to shul in Beit Vegan. People were very scared. And it's fair to be scared. It's okay. And they were very scared. They went to shul in Beit Vegan. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky was giving a drosha. A friend of mine was there. And he says, Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky quoted the pasuk in Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Chavav. I'll quote the pasuk. And Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky read the pasuk. You have to be Rabbi Abramsky to just read it and have the impact. But I want to read it anyway. The pasuk says, Ki ra Hashem es ani Yisrael. Hashem saw the poverty of Klal Yisrael. Moira ma'od, very bitter. Efes atzur ve'efes azur, completely abandoned, completely alone. Ve'in oizer li Yisrael, no one was helping Klal Yisrael. V'leidiber Hashem limchois eshem Yisrael mitachas ha-shamayim. And Hashem never said he would erase the name of Klal Yisrael from under the heavens. Vayoshiem biyad Yoravam ben Yoash, and he saved them through the hands of Yoravam ben Yoash. Baruch Hashem, I think we're a lot better off than Yoravam ben Yoash. But we have that haftocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loy diber Hashem limchois es Yisrael. And even though we're Efes Atzur v'Efes Azur, we don't really have any real friends around. But nevertheless, we always have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Lo Dibur Hashem Limchos Es Yisroel V'Yoshiyein, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu should save us, V'Mherav Yameinu Amein, with the Gula Shleimah.